This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A blast could be heard the moment Israeli airstrike hit a house in a Gaza City suburb Sunday. That strike killed at least one Palestinian, wounded several others, according to Palestinian medics. The cameraman who filmed the video told Reuters that the Israeli army had notified residents of a possible strike in the area. The Israeli army said that it struck around 30 Hamas terrorist targets in the previous 24 hours, including military structures, anti-tank missile launch posts, and weapons storage facilities. The Pentagon says that U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. The move comes as the U.S. and other allies push for Israel and Hamas to achieve a ceasefire agreement that could calm soaring tensions in the region following the assassination of a Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran and a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Officials in the Russian city of Kursk said on Sunday damage caused by debris from a Ukrainian missile injured at least 13 people.
Russia imposed a sweeping security regime in three border regions on Saturday, while its ally Belarus sent more troops to its border with Ukraine. In the city of Kursk, footage showed a damaged nine-story apartment building on fire. It was not clear whether there was further damage from the destroyed Ukrainian missile. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday it had destroyed 14 Ukrainian drones and four tactical ballistic missiles overnight over the Kursk region. Additionally, 18 drones were said to have been destroyed over other Russian regions that Ukraine frequently